Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. This is the night of Claudia Vincent's debut on Broadway in the hit play in which Larry Noble is starred. In spite of the difficulties that Claudia has caused these past weeks, Mary Noble is taking a group of her friends to the theater for this important performance. The play is not to be outdone, and he's taking the group to dinner at one of New York's most exclusive restaurants. We find the group now having drinks before going to their table. Rupert, as usual, is sitting at Mary's side, while Maud Marlowe and Tom Bryson, the playwright and family friend, are talking across the way. Only Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary and housekeeper, is without a dinner companion and sits on Rupert's other side, anxiously watching the doorway. As we hear...
Let me fill up your glass, Mary. You'll need plenty of champagne to see you through this evening.
Oh, no, Rupert, please. I've had enough. It always goes to my head.
If only it would go to your heart, my dear. It would suit me so much better.
Oh, nonsense. You know that you'd be utterly frightened if I ever played up to you and you flatter me so outrageously.
You don't know how wrong you are.
If I weren't a safely married woman entirely devoted to my husband and family, you wouldn't dare to flirt with me as you do. You'd be afraid that I take you seriously.
What a completely unjust thing to say, Mary. If you only knew the time I've spent thinking about you, wishing that you might show me just a bit of interest. But your manner is always entirely impersonal.
Well, someday perhaps I'll fool you.
You mean that? You're not just saying it.
You never know, Rupert. I might just teach you a lesson and return your flatteries. Wouldn't you turn and run, though? Just as you've done for years whenever a woman became too serious about you.
You're very unkind. I'm not nearly as casual as you try to make me out. Why is it you're so very hard to convince?
I'm convinced that you're a very good friend, Rupert. And I know that I'm very fond of you. Isn't that enough?
Well, apparently it has to be, for the present at least.
Isn't that fortunate?
For whom?
For you, for me, for everyone.
I'm not so sure. Particularly now that Larry is dazzled by Claudia Vincent's tricks. It must be very hard to bear, my dear. And you've been most generous. You've behaved with more grace and fortitude than anyone could expect under the circumstances. How you've been able to bear having Claudia right in your own home. So obviously playing up to your own husband.
Let's not talk about that, Rupert. Not tonight. Not when everything is so pleasant.
Just as you say, Mary. But I want you to know that I understand just how much of a sacrifice you've made. You deserve to be appreciated.
You don't think I am?
Not by everyone. Not by the person who means the most to you. That's what gives me the courage to say these things. I've watched you so carefully, my dear. And I've seen how deeply you've been hurt.
Now, really, Rupert, this is getting far too serious. We're going to see a play with a brand new leading lady. I hope she does well. And that's all there is to it.
You think that's all there is to it?
Certainly. Oh, I'll admit that I'm not bursting with love for Claudia. I've been jealous of her. But then I'm jealous of every attractive woman my husband pays attention to. And since he's an actor who plays mostly romantic parts, it gives me lots of opportunities for my jealousy.
Very well, Mary. Have it your way. I know how fierce your loyalty is. How I wish that I could be the object of such devotion. Let me tell you, I'd never so much as glance at another person.
Now, that's too much to expect me to believe. Rupert Barlow not noticing an attractive woman?
No, you laugh at everything I say. How little you must think of me.
On the contrary, I think very much of you.
Just how much and in what way?
As I said, you're a cherished friend. I'll never forget the generosity and consideration you've shown me.
Empty words. I had hoped to hear something more alive. Oh, tell me something. Has Larry made any further difficulty about that business deal? I mean to say, he was terribly put out when he learned that I'd returned your securities to you, wasn't he?
Yes, he didn't like it at the time.
But lately he hasn't said anything?
No.
I thought he would. Well, it proves one thing, doesn't it? His interest in Claudia.
I don't follow your reasoning.
If he weren't so taken up with her, would he have dropped the matter of the loan so quickly?
I don't know. But it's getting late, isn't it? Shouldn't we be going in to dinner? I've monopolized you for ages.
I wish you'd monopolize me forever.
Look over there. Julia's sitting all alone. Oh, Rupert, that's terribly rude of us.
Why? Surely she knows she's free to join us or your friends Bryson and Miss Marlowe.
Oh, it isn't the same. Won't you sit over here, Julia? Rupert and I have been talking so fast that I didn't notice you were sitting by yourself.
Well, thank you, Mary.
I fancy you're still keeping an eye out for your elusive boyfriend. Isn't that right, Julia?
I'm sure Oliver will be here as quickly as he can manage.
Well, I'm sure I hope so, my dear. We can't allow him to make us late for dinner since we're going on to the theater.
You needn't wait dinner on Oliver's account. I'm certain that you wouldn't in any case.
Oh, come now, Julia. Don't be bitter. Just because I was surprised when I found your gallant young man had run out on you.
You're quite sure he knows where to find you, Julia? He might not know where the restaurant is. After all, he is strange in New York.
You needn't worry about young Wilson. He'll find his way almost anywhere. I wonder if I ought to tell the waiter to remove one place. It does look awkward to have an empty chair at the table. What do you think I should do, Julia?
Rupert, do whatever you please, as usual.
Unfortunate about our missing guest. It seems that he had a sudden attack of toothache. It came on him so suddenly he didn't have time to tell anyone at home. Just left a note pinned to a cushion explaining his absence. I do think it was thoughtful of him, don't you all? Knowing how Julia would worry.
I've had enough about Oliver Wilson. Ever since I brought him back for a visit, since the first day we returned from Bermuda, you've done everything you could to insult him. You made it only too clear that he was in your home, and that I run it for you on a salary.
I must say your faithful follower didn't become discouraged with all these insults you accuse me of.
That's because Oliver's in love with me. It's because he wants to take me away from everything connected with Long Island and with you. That he was willing to ignore your jibes and your rudeness.
And meanwhile smoke my cigars and help himself to my brandy and my cars, all for the love of you.
It's your fault that he isn't here right now. You were unsatisfied to let him stay when you learned that I was about to accept him and leave you. And then you said Victor to work on him, to drive him away.
Oh, nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. You had your man Victor hire some of his gangster acquaintances and waylay Oliver on the road. You had them beat him unmercifully and keep him away for almost 24 hours. But even so, you couldn't make him run away without me.
I tell you, this is nonsense. I had nothing to do with this mythical beating and holdup.
You can't convince me that it isn't Victor's work, at your request. The pattern is far too familiar. You've kept that dreadful creature working for you all these years because he's always managed to get rid of anyone who gets in your way. But it didn't work this time. Let me tell you here and now. I'm going to marry Oliver Wilson. I'm going to marry him as soon as it can be arranged. And then I'm going to leave Oyster Bay and everything that reminds me of you, Rupert Barlow.
As Julia makes her hysterical announcement, the entire restaurant is silent and attentive. And Rupert Barlow tries in vain to silence her. At this same time, we turn to the Hamilton Theater just west of Broadway, where Arnold Carey, stage manager for Larry's present play, is talking to the stage doorman, known to everyone as Pop. And we hear...
Hello, Pop. Going to be a big night ahead of us.
Maybe it is, Mr. Carey, and maybe it ain't.
How do you figure that?
That new leading lady.
Claudia Vincent? What's the matter, Pop? Don't you care for the lady?
Well, it don't matter to me one way or the other. But I hate to see a nice fella like Mr. Noble taken for a ride.
Oh, I guess he knows what he's doing.
You wouldn't think so if you'd have been around here an hour or so more ago.
Now, don't tell me that Larry and Claudia have been quarreling. I don't want to hear about it if they have.
Oh, it wasn't like that at all. Maybe they was having words, maybe they wasn't. I didn't hear nothing. But I took notice that Miss Vincent and Mr. Noble didn't go out together for dinner.
Now, Pop, don't go getting a lot of ideas to worry us before tonight's performance.
It ain't me that's worrying. But I'll bet our producer, Mr. Ramsey, will have plenty to say.
Well, what about Mr. Ramsey?
Him and Mr. Noble went out together just a little while after Miss Vincent left with that young fella that's been hanging around here the last few days.
What young fella?
Oh, a fella named Wilson. To hear him say it, you'd think he owned the theater. Oliver Wilson, he says his name is. And will I go inside and tell Miss Vincent he's here? When I tell him no one is allowed backstage right now, he just shoves me aside. And out she goes with him.
Holy smoke. And you say Larry and Mr. Ramsey went out together right after that?
Yep. I couldn't make out what they said, but I could see they was both burned up something scandalous. Been waiting for them to get back. Would you believe it? Not a one of them showed up. Leading man, leading lady, and the producer. Ever hear tell of such a thing?
Arnold Carey begins to wonder about this mysterious behavior on the part of the stars and the producer of the play. He looks anxiously at his watch and wonders if they'll return in time for the first act curtain. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.